At 5th and South Streets, tucked between a T-Mobile store and a Chinese restaurant, is Love Vape. Love what, you say?
We sell electronic cigarettes, pretty much everything from the e-cig to accessories like drip tips, chargers, batteries, tanks, clarimizers, atomizers.
Raymond Ross, a co-owner of Love Vape, explains how it works.
Pretty much all e-cigarettes work the same way. There's some type of battery component with some type of tank setup, and also a coil and a wick. Then you inhale the vapor.
Love Vape isn't just a store. Like other vaping shops, it has a lounge with a row of seating across a wall just a few feet from the retail space. Ross says outside these walls, there's a lot of misunderstanding about e-cigarettes. But here, vapers are among friends.
You don't have to be alone with vaping. This is kind of like a haven for vapers.
There's a lot about e-cigarettes we don't know.
The American Lung Association's Erica Sward is quick to point out that e-cigarettes are not an FDA-approved method for those who want to quit smoking traditional cigarettes.
When FDA did an initial study of the components in this liquid that people are inhaling into their lungs, they found some of the same toxic ingredients that you see in antifreeze. They also found that the ones claiming not to have nicotine actually did.
Sward says there needs to be more research and more regulation.
The use of e-cigarettes in general is completely unregulated. It's like the wild, wild west out there, and there's no sheriff in town. We need FDA oversight because we don't know what the short-term and the long-term health consequences of their use may be.
Giridhar Mallya is Director of Policy and Planning for the Philadelphia Department of Public Health.
We, too, are learning as time passes about these vape shops in Philadelphia.
Mallya says e-cigarettes do not fall under Philadelphia's smoking ban, which applies to traditional cigarettes and cigars. A new vape shop is scheduled to open in Fishtown soon. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.